Hi, and welcome to the 10 Minute Techie Podcast. I'm your host, Tony Westcott.
Episode 56, Activities for Te Wiki o Te Reo Māori 2022 starts now. Kia ora koutou, no mai, haere mai, and welcome to this week's episode of the 10 Minute Techie. I do that little voice thing every time. This week I am talking you through our latest free resource that we've created for teachers for some activities for Te Wiki o Te Reo Māori 2022. 2022 is actually quite an important year for Te Reo Māori. It sort of marks the 50th anniversary of the Māori language petition, which happened on September 14th. And that event basically led to a lot of the kaupapa that we have today, for example, Te Wiki o Te Reo Māori. So we themed our task board or our activities for students around 50 kupu and 50 reringa kupu, which is phrases, so words and phrases. And so we've made some really cool little cards that you can print and use in the activities that we've then created. So let's dive into the activities. So the activities that we've got are nothing revolutionary, but just some cool new ways to kind of start engaging your ākonga in some of these kupu and reringa kupu as well. So we've tried to go a little bit unplugged with some digital smushed in there as well, as we love to do, and all of them revolve around the kupu or the reringa kupu. So one of the activities, number one, is just start with a kupu o te ra or a reringa kupu o te ra, or both, who knows, you choose. And basically just pick from the cards and start to sort of create a display. You can make it digital or you can put it on the wall. On the wall is quite good, right? Because then you've got a real lovely visual. So that's just one little thing to start off your Māori language week. Another activity is tākaro, which means play. And so with our flashcards, our little kupu and reringa kupu, you can play match or memory, and we've made up some specifically for a memory game or a go fish kind of game as well. So we've taken the kupu and put them into little cards that you can cut and then play tākaro with. Activity three is called catch a kōrero, and we've made a little catch a kōrero chart. And every time you catch someone using a kupu or reringa kupu, you can add a token. And our token's a little ika, little fish, and you can just add them onto your catch a kōrero chart. A really lovely way to bring some awareness to using kupu in your classroom. Activity four, pānga kupu, which means puzzle. And in this activity, you can make a word find or a crossword using our kupu. Or you can try out, we've made a word find that you can print and use, and we've made a digital crossword, which changes when they put in the right letter, or you can print it as well. And we've also made a set on Quizlet, and we've made a set on Kahoot around our 50 kupu. So go and have a little play. If you want to amp it up a level, you can get your ākonga making their own. That's a pretty cool way to reinforce or embed new learning. Activity five, whakatakuni, which is charades. So playing charades. So pick a card and act it out and see if your class can guess, your group can guess. A real like old school but robust activity, right, is getting kids playing charades and acting things out. That muscle memory will help embed the learning. And activity six is ako, to learn. So we've created a drag and drop kind of close activity where ākonga need to fill the gap, so you can either print it and get them to write in it, or you can use the Google Slides version where they drag and drop and put it into in the slide. And the last activity is hanga, which means to create. And in this case, in a true digital circus style. It is about creating a digital outcome to share your learning. So some of our past digital ideas, we've just collated them, put some new ones in there around coding and creating a poster on Canva or Google Drawings, creating a puka puka on Book Creator. We've got an example in there too of ours. Taupanga, which means to build an app. So we've got, you can create sort of using that pick a path, hyperlinked tool in Google Slides, words today. Kiriata, which means to make a movie or a film. So you could make a pronunciation help video using iMovie on the ePapa, or you could use Screencastify on the Chromebooks. It doesn't have to be super flash. Just getting in there and making and creating is half the learning. And then Mappy, which is using Google Earth projects to basically do whatever you like, but we thought maybe show some significant places in Aotearoa and maybe even using the Māori and the English names. So we hope that these activities add some vibrance into your Māori language week. Kia kaha, te reo Māori. And all of these are resources and activities, plus a few little other ones, sneaky other ones that aren't on this resource but are still in there as well, are over on the Digital Kete. On Digital Kete, yay! I mentioned it last week. Digital Kete is something we've been working on for about a year now, and it is our resource site for teachers, for New Zealand teachers, aligned with our New Zealand Kaia Core curriculum, ākonga, and context. And as I mentioned last week, we're so proud, we're so excited, we're nervous, but we really hope you love it, and we really hope it brings you some better work-life balance, I guess, to be able to find what you need, download it, use it, and get some cool ideas from there as well. There's heaps of free stuff on there, as well as a premium subscription if you're into that, but go and check it out at www.digitalkete.co.nz. And I'll also put the link in the show notes that will lead you straight to our Te Wiki o Te Reo Māori 2022 activities as well. Have a great week, whānau, and we will see you next week. Nā mihi.